New Orleans district was a no-holds-barred zone. A priest once said, we have this problem with bad, immoral women running around and we should get rid of them. The governor said back to him, if we get rid of all of the lewd women, we won't have any women left.
In the 1890s, as millions of immigrants found their way to America's shores, city populations began to explode. With thousands of lonely young men alone in a new country, it wasn't long before business exploded for prostitutes. While Teddy Roosevelt went on an anti-vice campaign in New York, the city of New Orleans took a far different approach to managing its working girls. One that had a surprising impact on American history.
New Orleans, from its inception, was rather lax about moral codes. So much so that a priest once petitioned the governor and said, you know, we have this problem with bad, immoral women running around and we should get rid of them and manage this. And the governor said back to him, if we get rid of all of the lewd women, we won't have any women left.